Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hail, fellows, well met, ladies and gentlemen, theys, gays, and beyond. It is my great pleasure to welcome you to my very first solo pod. Today, I am recapping 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, episode, it's going to be in the title because I didn't write it down. Season shrug. We're going to have a good time tonight. Unfortunately, my co-host, and partner in life is not available this week. So we're going to make it through. We might have some guests, we might not. It just depends on scheduling. But I want to thank you in advance for your patience and your care as I go forward into my first ever solo podcast. If you want to really know how it's done, go listen to Cara Berry. She's incredible. Or indeed, my friend Dr. Adam on the Sister Wives Professor. So look, I'm going to cut all the gristle out. I'm going to go straight into what's happening. We've got a lot of people to cover today. We as in you and I and the dogs, which may occasionally pop off, depending on how many winged creatures there are outside the window and within a 700,000 mile radius. So without further ado, let's talk about Gino and Jasmine and the scene that will scar many of us for years and years to come. Now, look, everybody's got their own thing. People have foot fetishes. It's not for me personally, but I don't judge. What doesn't sit well with me is he's been using the same showers that she claimed gave her 3 yeast infections just by looking at them. So I'm not sure if you're averse to athlete's foot, and I don't even know what that would look like in someone's mouth, that's the way to go. She shares with Gino that she had to have fertility treatments in order to sustain her pregnancy, and she takes us through her fish calendar. I think that gets confusing for reasons that I hope are obvious. Fish is a term that is commonly used to describe, a fish purse, for example, is commonly used to describe the vagina. So, I mean, I guess it amounts to the same thing, right? It's that all this stuff is, why can't people talk about this stuff like adults? Why? Why can't we call it sperm? Why do we have to call it the Holy Spirit or fish or whatever? I don't understand this. The real deal, Holyfield, is this situation with Gino fucking up. He's very proud, has a high degree of pride over how he handled the K-1 visa. And I never had to do the K-1 visa. I had to do something similar. I know because my first immigration lawyer fucked it up on this side that it's not good when these things happen. Now, brief public service announcement. I'm not an attorney myself. I am a paralegal. And sure, I am only licensed to practice here in the UK. But can I just advise that you never go to someone, to an attorney, even if they are the only game in Canton, Michigan, or your small town, who hard sells you like this? It's an approach that turns my stomach. It's predatory. It takes advantage of people who are emotionally very fragile and puts more stress onto an already stressful situation, as we've already seen. And again, our ND listeners, I think, can attest to the fact that for all of those of you who are perhaps understandably complaining that Jasmine is crying too much, look, I'm not saying that Jasmine is neurodiverse. I am saying that she has a neurodivergent child, which makes the likelihood of her having that condition herself more likely. We already know that Jasmine can't handle a lot of stressful stimuli, and we see what this happens. So I beg on behalf of those of us who are easily overwhelmed, just recognize that this woman's easily overwhelmed. Can we have the discussion about should she have paid for her kids to come over and the associated legal fees rather than a butt implant? Y'all, how this woman spends her money is her own business. I don't think that the two are mutually exclusive. I think that she put her trust into her now husband to do this properly rather than cheap out and not even go to Google and find out what the right thing to do was. So let's lay the responsibility and the blame where it belongs, okay? I don't think she had any idea that he was doing the wrong thing. I don't think he did either, to be fair, but I also don't think he did his due diligence. And it's his fault he's in this mess. This is nothing to do with her cosmetic procedures, and I find that argument irritating in the extreme. It doesn't mean that I'm not willing to have a discussion with you about it, but I think it tends to come from a very judgmental place that with lots of false equivalencies. On to Ashley and Manuel. Ashley starts an argument about Manuel's kids. He's very adamant that he's entitled to his privacy and to manage his personal relationships. I don't think that is going to work in this marriage. And when he mocked Ashley, I didn't love that. I think it's pretty easy. She may not appear this way, but I think Ashley is a very easy person to shame and humiliate. And I don't think that that's the way that you treat someone you love. I don't know what's going on with his relationship with his kids. I don't know if he hasn't told their mother about Ashley and he's concerned that that's going to cause problems. Even so, that's not an excuse. He has had plenty of time. I don't know what's going on there. What I do know is that it's unreasonable for him to make that demand after all this time. It's not like they're dating. He is married to her now, and his kids deserve to have a relationship with her, or at least to meet her and get to know her and make her acquaintance. She speaks fluent Spanish. I don't understand what this is about. I really don't. And I cannot help but feel like there is a previous wife, partner, girlfriend who just doesn't, I don't, in other words, I don't think this has anything to do with the kids. I would love to hear what you all think about this situation. Up next in my notes is your favorite and mine, not at all, if we're living in opposite land forever. Ed and Liz, Pred and Liz. Now listen, you have to be on a certain kind of medication and or cognitive behavioral therapy or delusion in the extreme to be living the dream in Bentonville, Arkansas. I'm sure it's a very nice place. I'm going based on how these two look. When I see them sitting together, they are glassy-eyed. I'm looking at a fuck shit stack of medication that I suspect is in the benzodiazepine family. I'm not saying they're addicts. I'm saying they need to be at a certain level of sedation and non-reactivity in order to be together, because these two hate each other. And when that wedding is done, over and done with, I think they're over and done with too. We already know that they're no longer together. And I'm sorry if that was a spoiler, but it shouldn't have been. Cousin Dan, put a spoiler alert on that if you want, or just cut it out. Yeah, Pred bitches about how stressed he is. I guess that cameo money didn't go as far as it has done in previous years. I don't understand their finances, really, or what they intend to do. I think this real estate thing is a bit of a dawdle. I don't think either of these two people can commit to anything for longer than 6 months. So I don't really see this happening for them. But fine. I don't want to allow myself to get worked up over this. I think both of these people are despicable. I hate that there is a child attached to this relationship, a child who undoubtedly has suffered quite a bit of imbalance and unpredictability in her life, or as a recent client of mine called it, unexpectables. I don't even know if it's going to be satisfying when these two split up. I don't think that I can settle for anything that isn't him just being put in a room full of women who humiliate him until he takes even a tiny bit of accountability. I think he looks in the mirror, honestly, honest to God, and thinks that he's Ryan Gosling. He thinks he's got charisma, charm for days. And I think that he thinks that he deserves a woman who is young, first and foremost, attractive and obedient. I'll say it. Okay. I mean, he can talk about all this like, ooh, Spitfire kind of. No, that's not for him. We've seen how he operates. He is a terrible person. He will make a terrible husband. And as we all know, he's a terrible father. So I not going to mince words on that one. Not terrible father is our friend Kobe. Emily and Kobe and their entourage, their many children, and the in-laws, David and Lisa, who I absolutely love and admire and enjoy seeing on my television. Congrats to Emily and Kobe, by the way. They recently welcomed their third child, whose name I don't want to mispronounce, but I want to say is something like a team, something like that. Anyway, congrats. Another beautiful child for your small army of children. I don't know if any of you are fans of Flowers in the Attic, but it does make me laugh to think that there is an entire family. And I am not turning my nose up. If my mom still had the family home, I would be living in our basement and raising my family there in a heartbeat if we were able to. Okay. I have zero snobbery about cohabiting with parents. I think it's wonderful as long as you get along. And as long as you're not in like a smothered mama's boy situation. I do occasionally think about these being basement children, or flowers in the attic type children, minus the dark stuff, obviously. I'm not going to spoil any of that for you, but listen, if you know, you know, all right? If you're a fan, let me know. Message me directly. I don't know. I'm pretty sure my sweet Audrina put me on to that when I was about 11 years old. And I know it's a common experience for many. So just let me know. And, you know, we can chat about it. Anyway, love Kobe's best friend, Valerie, who is also sort of acting as their road manager and concierge. I love the retelling of how he found out about Emily. Words to the effect of, one day he called me and said he found a white lady on the dance floor in China. The next call was that the white lady was pregnant by him. Those of you who saw How Could You Miss the Porters at the airport and the subsequent group of folks asking for tips. This is a common experience in some parts of the world. It can be distressing and intimidating. It's nothing to be afraid of. You know, people have to make their money. And unfortunately, many of these areas, especially the airport adjacent ones, are disproportionately affected by poverty and things like that. It's a tough experience, particularly if you're a neurodivergent person or even just somebody who gets overwhelmed by people in your space, which is, I kind of feel like, everybody. I can relate to that experience. Was I a fan of the clothes? I thought they were great. I thought they were so sweet shopping as a family. I'm looking forward to the two families meeting. Not sure how it's going to go. I think Emily is on her best behavior and has been so far. She has not turned her nose up, not once. She has not complained. Now, look, am I sure that she handed each kid off to the grandparent the minute they started kicking off? Yes, I am. But that's what grandparents are for, okay? Especially on long trips like that. And I'm speaking as someone whose mom is her emotional support mom. So I totally get it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Let's go over to Knob and Sophie One. I'm not going to say this is crazy because none of this is crazy. This is the same shit over and over, right? The most valuable part of this entire segment, and no, I do not want to talk about the tarantulas. I'm sure they have interesting names and personalities and habits. I am not interested. Okay. Knob says the reality is, how do you lose your own wedding band? I'm not going to speak to the amount of jewelry and sentimental items that I have lost. It normally doesn't happen on purpose. I'm going to say the reality is, how do you continue pointing the finger at everyone else? There is a piece where Claire imparts some knowledge on us all, where everything becomes crystal clear to me, right? Claire says Sophie One tries to help people. But Knob is not going to change as long as he doesn't take any accountability himself, check, and continues to believe that Sophie is the problem, double check. He's going to continue regardless of whether and I'm sure these two are going to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, right? This is like the Wimbledon finals level in and out. Back and forth. It's not going to change. It's not going to change. He is not in a place where he could even entertain the idea of seeing things and seeing that relationship from the perspective of a grown-ass man being in a relationship with a woman who's 10 years younger than him or thereabouts, and one where he has to take accountability for his behavior and his insecurities and his way of thinking. This is a 4D podcast. The Frenchie sends farts. This morning, they are more of the rotten egg kind and less of the overheated, well past its sell-by date beef and broccoli mix. So for those of you who needed that, congrats. If you didn't, apologies. But I wouldn't be providing the full service if I didn't talk about that. Now, Nicole and Mahmoud, we have a sweet question mark reunion at the airport in which Nicole says, "Kiss me, you motherfucker." I'm worried about this, you guys. I'm not going to spoil what's been spoiled publicly, but let's just say this is heading in a very bad direction. Mahmoud asks his wife to close her stomach. I assume that means, you know, cover up the bare midriff. I laughed my ass off when he says, "Are you sure you know how to drive well, honey?" That is a great question. Another thing he points out about Los Angeles, and I haven't been there. I've been there once and it was many years ago, so I'm not overly familiar, okay? But I've been to California many times, just not LA. He says, you can't see people, just cars. How spot on is that? This is the part of the show that I love and that Robin loves too, is just this complete fish out of water experience. You know, if he didn't have someone who was seemingly hell bent on giving him a taste of what she experienced in Cairo, which again is, I'm not sure that's how you treat someone you love. I think it would be wonderful to see how he experiences this without kind of the driving force of Nicole behind him. Watching him with the mannequins is incredible. Again, this is just him taking things in is something that I would so love to watch if it wasn't through kind of Nicole's direction. Small point of order I want to bring up here. You should have slept on the plane, she says. You know I'm irritated that you didn't. What? On the what now? Folks, flying for me is an unmitigated nightmare from beginning to end, from booking the airline ticket to returning. I do not care for it. Being in the airport is utter misery for me. It's sensory overload, getting on the plane, all the noises it makes, the sound, the thinness of the air. I could go on. I won't. You've probably been on a plane before. And maybe for you it's fine and it doesn't make a difference and you don't feel sick and it doesn't get weird. But look, the only way that I can travel is highly medicated. I'll put it to you that way. Highly medicated. With medications that I am prescribed, for the record. Okay? If you can sleep on a plane, I think that's wonderful. Good for you. I myself cannot, or I find it very difficult, particularly if it's a short flight. But anyway, we don't need to go on and on about this. Hopefully you all understand how downright inhumane this is. I'm cautiously optimistic about this season. I think that there is some good material here. I think Emily and Kobe's story is unfolding in a way that fills that sweet spot rather than, and that sort of genuine love spot that we really need as an audience, particularly on this particular offshoot or flavor of the franchise. Happily Ever After has always been a slog for me. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for you, but I'm finding it very watchable. Now, rumor has it that Angela and Michael might have been cut. I don't know that there's any truth behind that. We will see. Lauren and Alexi are still to come for lots of reasons. I am concerned about the effect that this is going to have on them. I think Robin and I will probably talk about that at a later point. I hope there's no harm or nastiness that comes their way, or anyone's way, really, because I don't, like I've said before, I don't think that these shows should be about, that should it be about dismantling the patriarchy? Yes. And white supremacy for sure. Dismantling white supremacy, just to be clear. I don't think it should be about humiliating people who are already sick. On that topic, I'm probably going to watch the Single Life reunion and get back to you on that. If I can't do that, here comes some housekeeping. Join our Patreon, 3 tiers. The benefits come in, you know, when we can get them done. I think when we do them, they're absolutely marvelous. And I think we deliver them as often as we can. And it's always great quality. We take great pride in our Patreon. So join that if the spirit moves you. You can even do a free trial for a week. What else is going on? Yes, you can book if you go to our link tree on the socials. So at Blighty Day Fiance, Blighty is spelled B-L-I-G-H-T-Y on Instagram and Twitter. You should be able to find the link to get a tarot card booking from me if that's something that you're interested in. The charity, 15% of the proceeds of those readings goes directly to the Trevor Project in the U.S. Help us choose our next charity in April. If you're on the Patreon, you can help us out with that. I love hearing from you. Email me, blightydayfiance@gmail.com. I'm looking at setting up a WhatsApp number for us so you can leave your thoughts, which we might possibly put on the show as a voice message. I just love you all, and I feel so blessed and highly favored that I get to do this. Thank you so much to our VA, Eliza. We love you so much. Getting ready to welcome another child into the world. We're super excited for you. Thank you to the mods, the mod squad, the team, the squid mod squad team. We love you so much. And of course, to our editor extraordinaire, Cousin Dan, so much love for you. We value you and appreciate you so much. Okay, I will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.